Some people, they're convinced that the universe runs only on chaos. So if you feel that way, you're definitely welcome in Kirtan, because Kirtan is simultaneously chaotic and totally under the control of the Lord at the same time. So, how's everyone doing this evening? It's always such a pleasure to be here in this beautiful temple. Obviously, all of you devotees love Kirtan so much, so we're very grateful. So we'll just start. I know sometimes when we come to different places, sometimes some of the people who come it's their first time coming to a kirtan. So I'm just trying to also be aware of that. So we're gonna chant Narasinghadev prayers now, which is the very traditional closing of kirtan. And Lord Narasinghadev is very dear to many of us who grew up in the movement. The beautiful story of Narasinghadev is the story of the unstoppable, unconquerable love that God has for his devotees. And Shamsundar Prabhu, is that everyone here familiar with Shamsundar Prabhu? Shamsundar Prabhu is one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Here's another mic if you want it. Who brought Krishna consciousness to England, met the Beatles, made George Harrison and all those guys devotees of Krishna. Shamsundar Prabhu, he said that Krishna, he likes to be a hero. So if the devotees just kind of boldly throw themselves on the mercy of the Lord, then Krishna like has to come to their rescue, which I think we all saw yesterday at the festival. So anyway, this is the story of Prahlad Maharaj. We were talking about this yesterday. There's one point in the story where Prahlad's father is this incredibly abusive yogic king. And Prahlad's father, because his pride has been pierced by his son's faith in God, he thinks, I'm the most powerful man you have ever met. The most powerful man that you are even aware of, and yet you still hold on to this ridiculous fascination with God. That's how he's speaking to his son. Why don't you worship me? You can see me. I have the power over your life and death. And Prahlad says, Father, the power that you have also comes from a source. It comes from God. So at one point, Hiranyakashipu, this father, he throws Prahlad off a cliff. And the funny thing about the story that I love is Krishna saves Prahlad by catching him. But I always thought, why doesn't he save him before he throws him off the cliff? Why doesn't Krishna wait until after he's thrown off the cliff before he catches him? So Krishna's activities, they increase the love and the attraction and the glory of divine play. If he saved Prahlad before Prahlad was thrown off the cliff, it wouldn't be as heroic, as dramatic. And ultimately, these stories are the love play, the leela. You know, however good Shakespeare is, these plays were written by the Lord himself, the Lord's devotees. So, anyway, Jai Narasinghadev. Let's chant the Narasinghadev prayers in honor of all the little crying babies. Prahlad Maharaj is there. Acharya, crying for the Lord. We can pass the mic around. Namaste Narasinghaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlada Lada Daya. Oh.
Sing it, Bhagavan.